The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 12, text number 8. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on January 8th, 2013, in Mendoza, Argentina.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Mayeva mana adatsva, mayeva mana adatsva, mayi buddhim naveshaya, mayi buddhim naveshaya. Nivashishyashi mayeva, nivashishyashi mayeva, atta urdvam na sangshayaha, atta urdvam na sangshayaha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always without a doubt. Purport. One who is engaged in Lord Krishna's devotional service lives in a direct relationship with the Supreme Lord. So there is no doubt that his position is transcendental from the very beginning. A devotee does not live on the material plane. He lives in Krishna. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord are non-different. Therefore, when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. When he offers Krishna food, Krishna directly accepts these eatables and the devotee becomes Krishnaized or Krishnaized by eating the remnants. One who does not engage in such service cannot understand how this is so, although this is a process recommended in the Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literatures.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Vadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shah Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. You know, this is really encouraging purport. Because here we are beginners on this pathway. You see, we're just beginning, really. You consider the position of great transcendentalists like Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. We're really beginners, you know. We're like dull-headed beginners. Something like donkeys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're like dull-headed donkeys. Hee-haw, hee-haw, you know. We're very much beginners, but this is really encouraging.
Because Prabhupada says one who is engaged in the Lord Krishna's devotional service lives in a direct relationship with the Supreme Lord. So there's no doubt his position is transcendental from the very beginning. I mean, that is really something.
Así que esto es realmente
even a gross beginner,
incluso un principiante burdo,
is living with, in a direct relationship with Krishna from the very beginning of his service.
Está viviendo en una relación directa con Krishna en su servicio.
Can you imagine having a direct, you having a direct personal relationship with Krishna?
¿Te puedes imaginar a ti teniendo una relación directa con Krishna personal?
Well, if you're sincere about bhakti yoga, even if you're just a gross beginner, then you're getting a direct relationship with Krishna.
Bueno, si usted es serio en el bhakti, entonces usted va a estar en una relación directa con Krishna, incluso si es un principiante.
That's really amazing.
Eso realmente impresionante.
You may say, but how can it be direct? We heard the, it's indirect through the Guru Parampara system.
Pero cómo yo voy a estar en una relación directa sin el Guru Parampara?
How can Prabhupada tell us that we have a direct relationship with Krishna? Well, note this. It's Prabhupada telling us then. So, by the mercy of Prabhupada, we are getting a direct relationship with Krishna. So what does that mean? It means it's simultaneously direct and indirect. Now you may say, now how is it possible to have a direct and an indirect relationship at the same time? It doesn't seem practical. It seems like contradictory, you know? But let me ask you this. When you're talking to somebody on your mobile phone, are you talking directly to them or indirectly?
Cuando tú estás hablando por teléfono o celular, ¿estás hablando con él directamente o indirectamente?
You may say, I'm directly talking to them. But actually, you're just making some sound vibrations into your telephone, which are transformed into some another form and then sent through the radio waves and then translated by an electronic device on the other end to make something audible that they can hear.
Y es nuevamente transformado electrónicamente en el otro final.
You didn't really talk to them.
En realidad, tú no le hablaste a él.
You talked to your phone.
Tú le hablaste a tu teléfono.
And your phone translated your conversation into some radio waves and sent it through the ether to some transmitting tower that bounced it over to their phone.
En realidad, tú le hablaste al teléfono, cual te transformó en una.
So actually you weren't directly talking to them, you're just talking to your telephone. But yet you were directly talking to them. So in the same way that a mobile phone conversation is simultaneously direct and indirect, the relationship even of a neophyte devotee is simultaneously direct and indirect with Krishna.
La relación de un devoto, incluso neófito, es directa e indirecta con Krishna.
So that's pretty exciting, really. Wow! I get to have a direct personal relationship with Krishna?
Sí, eso wow. Es bastante increíble, que tengo una relación directa con Krishna.
Doesn't Krishna say, if you offer me with love and devotion, a leaf, flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it?
No dice Krishna que si tú me ofreces una flor, una fruta o agua, yo con amor yo la voy a aceptar.
That's what's amazed me. Back in 1968, I got a Bhagavad Gita and I read that verse and I was really amazed by that verse.
Eso es lo que me impresionó atrás en el año 68 cuando yo tuve.
That was, for me, that was the first verse that really affected me.
Para mí ese fue el primer verso que realmente me afectó.
That I can offer food to Krishna and he will accept it. If I offer it with love, he will accept it.
De que yo puedo ofrecer una fruta a Krishna con amor y que él la va a aceptar.
Directly from me?
directamente de mí.
God will accept something directly from me.
Dios va a aceptar algo directamente de
that supreme person who created the whole universe.
Esa personalidad suprema que creó todo el universo.
Who's making the sunrise in the morning.
Que está produciendo la luz del sol.
The sunset in the evening, that big, powerful, all-knowing
el atardecer
person
de esa toda poderosa y
is willing to accept something from little old me.
Él va a aceptar algo de mí.
Wow, what mercy.
Wow, qué misericordia.
So, this is a very nice point.
Este es un punto muy, muy...
Another nice point is the devotee does not live on the material plane, he lives in Krishna.
Otro punto interesante es que el devoto no vive en el mundo material, vive con Krishna.
So somebody wants to know, what is your address?
Entonces, si alguien te pregunta, ¿cuál es tu dirección?
What will you tell them,
Janardhan?
What is your address?
¿Cuál es tu dirección?
I live in Krishna.
Yo vivo en Krishna.
Of course, for government forms, we have to do something that they accept you. But actually, that's not really true. We don't live in... And they asked me, where are you going to stay? And when you're in Mendoza, I said, well, there's a sweet hotel here. But actually, I'm not living at the Condor Suites. I'm living in Krishna. That's our real address. We're living in Krishna. We're not living in Argentina. How do you say Argentina?
Argentina.
We're not living in Argentina. Or Chile. Or Peru. You see? We're living in Krishna. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Krishna. If you ask Guru Mata where she's from, she'll never say, she'll always say she's from Krishna. You just try ask Guru Mata where she's from. She'll always say she's from Krishna, Krishna Loka. You see, because that actually we come from Krishna. That is our position. That is our original position. We all come from Krishna. And when you take up devotional service, again you are living in Krishna. When you come to devotional service, you are again living in Krishna. You have now given up your residence in this material world.
Entonces ahora abandone su residencia en este mundo material.
You are now living in Krishna.
Ahora están viviendo en Krishna.
So then Prabhupada further explains, the holy name of the Lord are non-different.
Luego Prabhupada explica de que el nombre del Señor y el Señor no son diferentes.
Therefore, when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. What is the internal? Who is the internal potency?
¿Quién es la potencia interna?
We address as Hare. Who is that?
Hara, Radha.
Radharani. Mother Radharani.
Mother Radharani.
So, can you imagine how kind they are? Just think how dirty your tongue is. My filthy, dirty tongue. It's very filthy, full of germs. Some devotees have bad breath even. My dirty, filthy mouth, and Radha and Krishna will dance on my tongue, my dirty tongue. Just think how kind they are. They'll actually dance on our dirty tongue.
I mean, wow.
Nobody would be that kind. See, if I gave you Anime City that you can become smaller, a small like that, would you dance on somebody's tongue? No way, it's gross, it's dirty. I would never dance on anybody's tongue. Oh, forget it. But Radha and Krishna are so kind, they come and they dance on your tongue. I mean, we can't even conceive of their kindness. It's beyond our... We don't have the brains to even... understand how could Krishna be so kind? We do not have the brains to do that.
We just cannot, it's, therefore it's called inconceivable in Shitya. There's no way we can understand how Krishna could come and dance in our dirty tongues. And then the Baba talks about how offering the food, Krishna accepts them. Of course, you have to offer it with love. If you offer it mechanically, Krishna may not accept it, you see. Of course, if you follow all the rules and you say all the mantras, Krishna may accept it. Out of kindness. But actually, he doesn't have to accept it unless you offer it with love. If you offer it with love, then you're forcing him to accept it. You may say, but how can I force God to do anything? But actually, that's a fact. Confirmed by Srila Prabhupada. He says that God is Ajita, he is unconquerable. But he becomes conquered by his devotee's love. So if you offer with love, then you conquer Krishna. Even if Radharani just fed him this huge feast and he's completely full with the feast from Radharani. And she's always offering these big feasts, you know. She never cooks the same preparation twice. She's such an amazing cook, Radharani.
You know.
Even if Krishna has just had a huge meal from Radharani, if you offer with love, he'll be very hungry to take your offering. So we describe how Krishna will dance on your tongue, how Krishna will accept your offerings. And now Prabhupada concludes his purport saying, one who is not in devotional service cannot understand these things. This knowledge is mystical.
Este conocimiento es místico.
It's not empirical.
No es empírico.
You can't see Krishna with your gross, materially blunt senses.
No puedes ver a Krishna con tus.
You have to purify your senses. Therefore, it is stated in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu,
one, two, two, thirty-four.
Atakshi Krishna Namadi. Nadvavedrayam indriyai sevam muke hijivado svayam eva spuradjadaha. No one can understand the transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes of Krishna with his blunt, materially contaminated senses.
Nadie puede entender el nombre, bueno, los trascendentales nombres, fama.
Only when one is Krishnaized or spiritually saturated,
solo cuando alguien está Krishnaizado o espiritualmente saturado,
by engaging his senses in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikesha,
por ocupar los sentidos al servicio del amo de los sentidos, Rishikesha,
beginning with the tongue,
empezando con la lengua,
by tasting prasadam and chanting Hare Krishna,
por tomar prasadam y cantar Hare Krishna.
Only when one does this are the transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of the Supreme Lord realized by him.
Solo ahí la trascendentales nombre, forma, fama y actividades del Señor son realizados.
So, if you want to experience these wonderful things that Prabhupada is talking about in this verse.
Así que esta es una de las cosas. If
we want to taste this supreme nectar,
si queremos tomar este néctar supremo,
we have to follow the Acharya Marg, the pathway chalked down by these great Acharyas. We have to follow their pathway.
tenemos que tomar este bhakti marga, este sendero de los acharyas.
Do not try to concoct something new.
No trates de crear algo nuevo.
It will be a failure.
Eso será una falla.
To keep this, our Krishna consciousness pure, we have to strictly follow what Prabhupada has taught us.
Para mantener el proceso de conciencia de Krishna puro, tenemos que estrictamente seguir lo que Prabhupada nos ha enseñado.
By doing so, our lives will surely be successful.
Por hacer esto, nuestras vidas serán seguramente exitosas.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Ahora puedo hacer preguntas, si hay unas preguntas.
Bueno, Mahapas hablaba acerca de ofrecer con amor. Yo quería saber cómo era eso.
You were talking about offering with love. How is that?
Just like if you're serving somebody a plate of food, you can say, here's your prasadam. Take it, prasadam. Or you can say, oh, my dear devotee, I brought you some prasadam. Actually, I had that experience one time. One of my godbrothers, he was a big sannyasi. He was in charge of our temple in Juhu, Bombay. And I was visiting there. I was just a guest of the temple of Brahmachari. I was sitting there in the prasadam room in the evening. So this sannyasi, I couldn't believe it. He came up to me in a very sweet, loving voice. He said, is there something more I can bring for you? I was completely amazed. This is Giriraj Swami. He was such a big sannyasi. Prabhupada said, Bombay is Giriraj and Giriraj is Bombay. That's how big he was. And he came up and he said, is there something more I can bring for you? I never forgot that, I tell you. It's such an amazing thing. That's with love, you see. Just like today, Guru Mata asked for some vegetable soup. Then to serve with love thinks, well, how can I make Guru Mata some nice vegetables? She would like some vegetable soup. So how can I make some very, very wonderful vegetable soup for Guru Mata? You see, this is with love.
Entonces, el pensar, okay, Guru Mata ya ha pedido una sopa de vegetales.
Not that, oh, I don't think she really needs it, I won't make it. I don't think she... Something else is okay.
Well, is it recommended to offer it with mantras?
Yes, you have to use mantras.
But there are some people who are just starting, beginners.
Oh, if someone's just beginning, you can just tell them to chant Hare Krishna. Yes. Or you can just tell them to offer, just pray to Krishna, please accept this offering. In the beginning, yeah, the mantras are necessary in the beginning, no.
Yeah, and sometimes those people have some devotion, a little bit. So Krishna is accepting that offering?
Yes.
See?
Krishna, if they have, Krishna will accept their genuine. If they're really trying to offer to Krishna, he will definitely accept, yeah.
Si, está tratando de ofrecer a Krishna. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Sí, que si está ofreciendo con amor, sí lo va a aceptar. I have a question.
Okay.
Related to the last point you made, that we have to keep pure the teaching of Prabhupada in order that the process effect. And in order to get the... So, what about all the groups, Vaishnava groups, that have, in the Western, Vaishnava groups...
Who split off from ISKCON, you mean?
Yeah, there are many who deviated from Srila Prabhupada. Are they able to, gonna, for example, get the
They won't get the same mercy.
The result,
no. In other words, when the Prabhupada said, go ahead and translate it.
Que yo le pregunté que qué pasa con los grupos Vaishnavas, que sobre todo los de Occidente, que se han desviado igual de las estándares de Prabhupada y han formado nuevas escuelas, ¿no? Ellos pueden esperar el resultado deseado, Krishna Prema, sí o no. Sí, ellos pueden encontrar el resultado.
Srila Prabhupada told us to stay in ISKCON. He said, anyone who thinks they can be Krishna conscious outside of ISKCON, they're living in a state of hallucination. So, according to Srila Prabhupada's statement, in his purport in the Bhagavatam, these people who go off and they leave ISKCON and start their own groups, they're living in a state of illusion.
Así que, de acuerdo a Prabhupada, aquellos que se han salido de ISKCON y han empezado sus propios grupos están en un estado de ilusión.
That's not my words, that's what Prabhupada says.
No son mis palabras, son las palabras de Prabhupada.
Those who go away from ISKCON and start their own, they're disobeying Prabhupada.
Aquellos que se han ido de ISKCON, ellos han desobedecido a Prabhupada.
How can you become Krishna conscious when you're displeasing the spiritual master?
¿Cómo puedes volverte consciente de Krishna cuando has
Not possible. So they get some benefit from chanting Hare Krishna. Eventually they'll come back to ISKCON. Either in this lifetime or a future lifetime, they will come back.
These people, what about those people who were very much disappointed by ISKCON, like they got
very yes abused. There are many many people are disappointed with ISKCON. But as I pointed out to one of my students the other day in Santiago,
pero como yo les dije a mis estudiantes el otro día en Santiago,
this girl was finding a lot of fault with the devotees.
Esta chica que estaba encontrando muchas faltas en los devotos.
And she wanted to know how to get over this fault finding.
Y ella quería saber cómo yo puedo sobreponerme a esta tendencia de buscar faltas.
I told her, don't give up fault finding.
Y le dije, no abandones el
fault finding can be a very good thing.
El buscar faltas puede ser algo muy bueno.
Use it to find fault with yourself.
Úsalo para encontrar faltas en ti mismo.
You find that if you enjoy fault finding, you'll find that there's an unlimited supply of faults within your own heart. People who live ISKCON, they don't want to see their own faults. They just want to see faults in others. This is the mentality of a karmi.
La mentalidad de un karmi.
It's called the fly mentality.
Esa es la mentalidad de la mosca.
The fly immediately wants to go to the sower.
Sower?
Sower, like you have a wound on your body. The fly wants to go to that wound.
Que la mosca quiere ir inmediatamente a las heridas.
But the honeybee, he goes for the nectar and the flowers.
Pero las abejas van al néctar en las flores.
So the Vaishnava, he's like a honeybee.
Y el Vaishnava es como una abeja.
And the non-devotee, he is a fly.
Y el no devoto es una mosca.
So the devotees who leave, they weren't really devotees. They were. Anyone who leaves was not really a devotee. They weren't really a devotee.
Cualquiera que abandonó no es realmente un devoto.
The one who is actually a devotee, he will never leave.
Aquel que realmente un devoto nunca dejará.
The ones who leave, they never really became a devotee. Next question. That answer your question?
Sí.
Okay. Next one. Yeah, okay.
Y entonces, hay supuestos o supuestamente maestros espirituales que están iniciando a nombre de Srila Prabhupada. ¿Qué pasa con esa gente, con esos maestros espirituales y los discípulos que ellos van a tener?
Que no son de
ISKCON. ¿Cómo queda eso? ¿Dónde quedan ellos? Sí. No sé si son así, pero hay otros más que están iniciando en nombre de Srila Prabhupada.
Still there are some who are initiating in the name of Srila Prabhupada.
What's that? Those who are initiating in the name of Prabhupada?
Still there are some
Litviks.
Gurus initiating in the name of Prabhupada or taking the instruction of Srila Prabhupada.
What?
Outside from ISKCON, there are some gurus who are taking
following Prabhupada's instructions outside of ISKCON.
Outside of ISKCON and initiating even in the name of Prabhupada.
Yeah.
What about the disciples and the gurus?
Initiating people as their own disciples or as Prabhupada's disciples?
Esos gurus iniciadores son discípulos de Prabhupada or?
Initiating people as their own disciples or initiating them as Prabhupada's disciples?
Esa persona está iniciando como sus propios discípulos o como discípulos de Prabhupada. Pregunta, ¿qué caso quieres que comente?
Y como discípulo de Prabhupada. Pero no están en ISKCO.
Como discípulo de Prabhupada. Like discípulos de Prabhupada.
Initiate them as Prabhupada's disciples?
Yes.
Sí. Yeah. That's called Ritvic philosophy.
Es la filosofía Ritvic.
It's completely bogus.
Sí, es no,
Now, the argument that these people use is this.
El argumento que esta gente ocupa es este.
In July of 1977, July 9th,
1977,
not Prabhupada, but Tamal Krishna Goswami wrote a letter.
Tamal Krishna Goswami escribió una carta.
And Prabhupada, after he wrote it, Prabhupada approved it. He added his signature to the letter. Prabhupada signed it, although the letter was written by Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Prabhupada showed that he approved of the letter. So Prabhupada was becoming very sick at this time. He was lying in the bed. So at this time he turned over all the different functions of initiation to 11 disciples.
Así que él delegó sus funciones de iniciación a 11 discípulos.
These 11 disciples could decide who was ready for initiation.
Estos 11 discípulos podían decidir quiénes estaban listos para iniciarse.
They could pick the name for the new devotee.
Ellos podían escoger el nombre para el devoto.
Chant on his beads and do the yagya, everything.
Cantar en sus cuentas, hacer el
to initiate them as Prabhupada disciples.
Para iniciarlos como discípulos de Prabhupada.
Without consulting Srila Prabhupada.
Sin consultar a Srila Prabhupada.
Because he was too sick. The baby, he was laying in very bad condition, laying in bed.
Porque él estaba muy enfermo, no podía hacerlo en esa condición.
But, so they say, well, that's now the system for all forever. Even after Prabhupada left, we still follow that system.
Entonces,
that's their argument.
Este como sistema para siempre.
But they ignore the fact that in May of 1977, which was 2 months earlier, Prabhupada, in a conversation recorded on a tape with the GBCs, it stated that after his disappearance, the new devotees would become the disciples of his disciples.
Estableció que los nuevos devotos se volverán los maestros de sus discípulos.
And they ignore the fact that on October 18th, 1977, Prabhupada stopped the Ritvic system. He put a stop to that Ritvic system. These 11 men, they were initiating people as Prabhupada's disciples. Prabhupada stopped that on October 18th, 1977. He put a stop to them.
How many months?
On October 18th,
1977.
So there was a Ritvic system where devotees would initiate people as Prabhupada's disciples. That system lasted only, August, September, October, 3 months only.
Entonces hubo un sistema en donde los discípulos de Prabhupada iniciaban el nombre de Prabhupada, pero ese sistema duró solamente 3 months.
It lasted for 3 months. July to August is one, and August is September. September, 4 months.
4 months.
Yeah, for 4 months there was a system where they would initiate people, but then October 18th, Prabhupada said, "Now I'm not going to initiate anybody else. No more. I'm stopping my initiations."
Sí, duró por 4 meses, pero en octubre él dijo paró todo este asunto y dijo yo voy a iniciar a mis propios.
And he instructed. And then he instructed one of his disciples to initiate somebody as their own disciple.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea that that system that went on for 4 months was the eternal system is completely bogus. Prabhupada said, I'm not accepting any more disciples. He's saying, oh yes, Prabhupada, you are, because I'm bringing you more disciples. Srila Prabhupada is not accepting those disciples as his disciples. They're not being accepted. So these devotees who are initiating people as Prabhupada disciples, they are cheating them. It's very, very ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Huh?
No, it's ridículo.
Ridículo.
Sí.
In fact, one of my godbrothers,
uno de mis hermanos espirituales,
he told one lady that we know,
le dijo una mujer que conocemos,
he said, you go to Vrindavan,
tú anda a Vrindavan,
and you touch your japa beads to Prabhupada Samadhi,
y tú pones las cuentas mala en la,
and in this way Prabhupada will accept you as his disciple. I mean, it's just completely bogus. This is not what Prabhupada said. So these people who are propagating this, they're rascals. They're simply rascals. So one should avoid them. And they're very critical of Prabhupada's disciples. In fact, they even have a magazine called Back to Prabhupada. And it's nothing but one article after another article of blaspheming every guru within ISKCON. Have you seen that Back to Prabhupada magazine? It's not worth seeing. They wrote a couple of articles about me too, criticizing me, blaspheming me. They said I was very angry.
They said that
I was very disappointed that my disciples don't bring me a Rolls Royce car. That's what they said. I never asked my disciples to bring a Rolls Royce. I never asked you to bring me a Rolls Royce. So they're making some lies. It's false propaganda. I never told you to bring me a Rolls Royce car. I did say if it's very hot, we might get an air conditioned car.
Yeah.
That's all right. Tomorrow we will, but for the go to the airport, we'll see. But we don't need a Rolls Royce car. You don't even have a Rolls Royce. There are no Rolls Royces in Mendoza anyway, are there? Do you have any Rolls Royces in Mendoza?
No, it's very expensive. Very, very expensive.
See, you can rent one. Yeah. The buddies would used to rent one for one day to pick up Prabhupada at the airport. But you know, I never complained. I said, why are you not picking me up in a Rolls Royce? Did I ever chastise you for not picking me up in a Rolls Royce car? No, I never. Yeah, they're making this propaganda against me that, oh, I'm very disappointed that they're not bringing me a Rolls Royce car. So, it's just lying propaganda, that's all. It's lies and blasphemy. So any other questions? Yeah.
Estábamos hablando con Indriya que hay devotos o devotos mayores que a veces dicen no, yo ya trabajé, ahora trabajen ustedes, ¿no? Eso. ¿No debería ser que el devoto mayor siga entusiasmado y que siga entusiasmando a la gente que viene? Ahora tiene que poder ser aparte porque si no se va a hacer larga.
Sí, sí. We hear sometimes from devotees
senior devotees or devotees who have many years in the movement, they say, we already did all, like going out and preaching. It's time for you to do. Like they say, we already did the work. It's now the time for the new to do the work in the movement. Like that vision. Is it understand?
In other words, the whole world is already Krishna conscious?
No. It's like no.
He says that now we have done our part. Now share. Now you have to go.
Oh, it's your turn for preaching.
So Devadeva is asking, shouldn't be the conscious?
They want to retire from preaching.
Like the right conscious should be like the devotees should always be enthusiastic and induced in Krishna.
He's saying
enthusiastic.
So shouldn't the devotees always be enthusiastic about preaching rather than saying that we have done our share? And
now it's your turn.
Yeah.
Actually, the old devotees should lead by example.
En realidad, los devotos mayores deberían vivir por el ejemplo.
Then they're truly advanced.
Luego son realmente avanzados.
Prabhupada never said, I'm too old for preaching.
Prabhupada nunca dijo, yo estoy muy viejo para predicar.
He was 80. He started this movement when he was 70 years old. Started the movement when he was 70.
Él comenzó el movimiento cuando tenía 77.
70 years old, he started this come.
Cuando tenía 70 años empezó esto.
So these devotees, they're, what is their age? 90? These devotees who are saying that, how old are they? Are they 90 years old? 100 years old? If 70, Prabhupada started this movement. So real preaching starts at 70, you see. Till 70, we're just warming up. I've got 5 years now, I'm 65. I'm warming up. Real preaching begins at 70. That's when you really preach. At age 70 is when you really start preaching. So until then, we're just warming up. We're getting ready for 70. Okay, I'll add one more question here, then we got to end it.
Él hablaba hace un rato acerca del verso de Bhagavad Gita, acerca de la misericordia que tiene Krishna con respecto a nosotros. También un aspecto a destacar, que estaría bueno que dijeran unos conceptos, es maestro espiritual, ¿no? El hecho de poder darnos un maestro espiritual para poder servirlo a través del maestro espiritual. Incluso Krishna dice que uno es devoto de Krishna cuando sirve a sus devotos, ¿no? A sus representantes. ¿Podría decir algo de todo eso?
Well, he wants you to make some points about, because you spoke about Krishna's mercy, how is it inconceivable for us to know how kind he is. So the spiritual master, he wants to know, like, how kind he is, and if you can elaborate on the spiritual master kindness.
Ah, okay. Spiritual master is an ocean of mercy.
El maestro espiritual es un océano de misericordia.
Described as even more merciful than Krishna.
Descrito incluso más misericordioso que Krishna.
Because Krishna sits in the heart as the super soul.
Porque Krishna se siente en el corazón como la super alma.
And he facilitates you.
Y te facilita.
If you want to remember him, he'll help you remember him.
Te ayuda a recordarlo.
If you want to forget him, he'll help you forget him also.
Si, claro, si tú quieres recordarlo, te ayuda a recordarlo. Si quieres olvidarlo, te ayuda a olvidarlo.
In fact, Krishna even says, don't preach to the non-devotees in one place.
En realidad, Krishna dice en un punto, no le prediques a los no devotos.
But the spiritual master, he knows the innermost desire of the Lord.
Pero el maestro espiritual conoce el deseo más íntimo del Señor.
Which is to deliver all the fallen jivas back to home, back to Godhead.
Que es liberar a todas las almas condicionadas de vuelta a Dios, de vuelta al hogar.
So the spiritual master embraces this mission of the Lord, the innermost desire of the Lord.
Entonces el maestro espiritual abraza esta misión del Señor, que es muy íntima.
Therefore, he is described as being more merciful than the Lord
himself. Por lo tanto, él es descrito como el sirviente más íntimo.
The Lord plays a neutral role.
el Señor ocupa un rol neutral.
The spiritual master is always trying to save the suffering living entities. With everything he does, he's trying to rescue everyone.
Pero el maestro espiritual está siempre pensando en rescatar a las almas vivientes con todas las fidelas.
Okay, then we'll stop here.
Okay, nos quedamos acá.
Now we have a program at 8.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good. All right, we'll see you all then in the program. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your participation in the Holy Name Retreat.
Muchas gracias a todos ustedes por su participación.
Holy Name Retreat, Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.
Srila Gurudeva, Ki Jai. There you go.